said I do 15 years ago. But after this sunny update, one of them might say, I can't anymore. It's Rick Stacy and his wife Angie filling in for Jill.
And it's all brought to you by Festivals of Speed. So here we go, the latest California fires. This is unfortunate. We have to tell you about this, but I know you want to be updated on it. Now, there's four fires now. There was three before. Now, there's a fourth one that started down southeast in San Bernardino. That's a small fire, but the blaze went from nothing to 40 acres in under 2 hours. Now, the Northern California campfire, that's where Paradise is, where the entire town was decimated. They found six more bodies.
Today, an additional six human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All six of those remains were located in Paradise.
That's right. Now, there's the two fires down south, the Woolsey Fire and the Malibu Fire, which are pretty close. Down there, they've had 435 structures, two deaths, 96,000 acres destroyed. But the whole state's on fire.
We are going to publish that list once we get it completed. And when we do, we're going to ask members of the public to look at the list to determine whether or not they are on it.
And this is an opportunity for stupid people to say senseless and insensitive things. Like, for instance, the governor of California said the reason the fires are happening is because people who don't believe in global warming, the deniers. Isn't that nice? What an opportunity to turn it political, right? In his own state where people are dying.
I thought it was a campfire.
No, I know, but, you know. Oh. Never pass up an opportunity to politicize something. All right, Volusia County Sheriff's here in Lake Helen, grateful for an anonymous tip. This guy called in and said, hey, somebody in his house is making bombs like the terrorists.
So it is made by household chemicals such as nail polish remover, hair dye. And it is so volatile. We have the FBI is here. ATF is here.
Yeah, it's a bomb much like Al-Qaeda makes. It's missing one ingredient, but it's dubbed the Mother of Satan.
Yeah, this guy, I guess he packs parachutes for a living, but he's like, no, I'm just trying to make my own fireworks. And the cops are like, no, he's like really intelligent, knows what he's doing, but you're totally not allowed to have this stuff, man.
He said he was making his own version of fireworks.
Yeah.
You take out the whole block with that stuff.
Well, his name is Jared Colburn, 37 years old, living with his uncle. So let's see. Publix, Ocoee. This happened Monday night. Ocoee Police Department are looking for the driver of a red and black four-door Nissan who took off from the scene after trying to running over somebody coming out of the store. Happened at 6:55 at the store in West Colonial. Police learned of the incident and rushed out to investigate. The victim's injuries are not considered life-threatening. She's being treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center, but they are looking for the guy. If you have any idea who it is, call Crime Line.
Dude.
I know.
Messed up.
All right. Broward County.
And the only condition of probation, really.
No, that's Zimmerman. Broward County. Go. Let's sing together.
Count the votes.
Please count the votes, baby.
Count the votes.
Don't screw it up again.
Count the votes.
Just count the votes over.
Count the votes.
So embarrassing for our state, isn't it?
Dude, it's always us.
Dude, what's going on down there? The recount continues. There's like 16,000 lawyers down there in Broward. What's her name? The head of...
Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes.
Brenda Snipes was caught last election shredding ballots.
Yep. I think they just started the recount in Lauderdale.
How does she still have a job?
That's a great question. Well, she's elected. She's an elected official.
Who keeps picking her?
Now, look, not to get political. This isn't about one side or another. But it seems to me that if you have an election supervisory board, you would have an equal amount of Republicans and Democrats and independents. You know, you would have maybe even proportionate to the state.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to find down there.
They're all one party. So they got one party counting ballots for a disputed election. It's like, and this woman has no morals whatsoever. She broke the law I don't know how many times, and nothing ever happened to her.
That's because everybody's trying to get their team to win.
So the problems are, the problem elections are Rick Scott and the skeleton. It's between those two. Looks like Rick Scott's probably going to pull it out.
They're both skeletons.
And then you got DeSantis and Gilliam. Gilliam, the governor, probably is going to be DeSantis. But there's other, I don't want to get into stupid ones. There's some other agricultural secretary or something like that. I don't
know.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of random ones. And apparently, like, I saw Volusia County. They found a bunch of extra ones that they didn't find the first time, so.
In a kid's toy box. No, I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Finally, former First Lady Michelle Obama says she took a page out of Laura Bush's playbook and reached out to Melania Trump to offer advice on the years ahead. Wow, really? And has Trump reached out? According to ABC News anchor Robin Roberts, no. Trump's communications director Stephanie Grisham confirmed the lack of correspondence in a statement to CNN. Mrs. Trump is a strong and independent woman who has been navigating her role as First Lady in her own way. The statement said when she needed advice for an issue, she didn't mind calling anybody at all. It didn't matter what party they were from. But Obama said she reached out to her and Melania, I guess, called back and left a voicemail. So she did respond.
When he doesn't want her help?
We have that voicemail. You want to hear it?
Sure, I'll listen to
it. Yeah, it's a little, you know, she's got that. What is that accent? She's from where?
Somewhere Eastern European.
Yeah, yeah.
You have one new voice message.
Hello, Michelle Obama. This is Melania Trump. I was calling for to be leaving voicemail message for you to be having voicemail matches because I have important thing for me to be saying and are asking you for questions of having for the questions. And so I called you on the telephone for giving phone calls, for having for the calls, for ring ring, hello, fun times, and for having of phone calls, for the having of calling on the telephone. Okay? I have an important question, so now it's time for me to ask the question, and then...
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.